In last month's program, I reviewed part one of a two-part article which related maxillary arch width and buccal corridor changes to premolar extraction and non-extraction treatment outcomes. That study found that there were no significant differences in any buccal corridor widths or areas measured between the extraction and non-extraction subjects. They did note that there was a significant increase in the post-treatment maxillary canine width in the extraction group, but not in the non-extraction group. As I explained in last month's program, this almost has to happen because in the extraction group, canines are retracted to a wider area of the arch, which obviously results in an increase in intercanine width. In the second part of this article titled Maxillary Arch Width and Buccal Corridor Changes with Orthodontic Treatment, Part 2, Attractiveness of the Frontal Smile in Extraction and Non-Extraction Outcomes, by Anna Meyer et al., which appeared in the March 2014 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, the authors used the same sample as Part 1. Part 2, however, was designed to assess the influence that the buccal corridor might have on the frontal facial attractiveness of subjects who had received orthodontic treatment with or without four premolar extractions. In Part 2, full-face frontal smiling photographs of the premolar and non-extraction groups were evaluated by 20 orthodontists, 20 dentists, and 20 lay people who used a 100-millimeter visual analog scale, which ranged from very unattractive to very attractive, to evaluate each subject's frontal facial attractiveness. When the results of the visual analog scales were evaluated, the authors found that both orthodontists and dentists rated the frontal smiling photographs significantly higher than the lay people, and this difference was greater for orthodontists. There was no significant difference between the overall ratings of male and female raters, nor did the number of years in practice affect the ratings of orthodontists. However, the number of years in practice did have a significant effect on the ratings of dentists with 21 to 30 years of practice giving the highest ratings. There were no significant differences between the overall ratings of extraction or non-extraction, buccal corridor widths and areas, different rater groups, rater sex, or years in practice for both orthodontists and dentists. The only significant difference that the authors found was the female subjects were consistently rated as significantly more attractive than male subjects by dentists and orthodontists, but not by lay people. It would be interesting to try and understand why this difference occurred. In this article, the authors noted that most studies evaluating buccal corridor widths used digitally altered photographs limited to the smile area. They inferred that because they used actual full-face smile photographs, that their study was more valid. I would like to point out, however, that the reason that most studies used intraoral photographs that were digitally altered was to eliminate extraneous variables such as hairstyle and color, eye attractiveness, facial contour, and all the other individual variables that go into evaluating overall facial attractiveness. I assume this is why they use black and white photographs to eliminate some of these variables. They also noted that individual treatment plans tend to be biased between broader maxillary arches in short-faced patients and narrow maxillary arches in longer-faced patients. To me, the reason for this seems obvious, in that short-faced patients are likely to have wider alveolar arches versus a narrower maxillary arch in long-faced patients. The bottom line, once again, is that you have to keep the teeth in the alveolar arch whether you are extracting or non-extracting. And as the authors note, there are unlikely to be any significant differences in the frontal facial attractiveness of orthodontic patients either with or without premolar extractions. You can find this article in the March 2014 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dental Facial Orthopedics.